Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Planning and Zoning regular scheduled meeting for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. The time is now 7 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay, number three, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Gino Di Giovanni,
Chair.
Richard Bartholomew, Paul Denise,
Here.
Dave Kopchansky,
Here.
Aniello Di Malerba III,
Here.
Albert Mizowitz,
here.
Ray Sadlick,
That's it.
Joseph Soika. Okay, the record should reflect you have five regular members and one alternate.
Thank you. Okay, number four, additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. I have none. There is none. Can I have a motion to accept the agenda as presented? Dave? Anybody? Can I have a motion?
Oh, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay.
So, Al, all in favor? Okay. Number five, communications. I have one. I have under communications, we have an applicant, Johnny Hudson. I'd like to just put that on the record that we received it in the office. And I'd like to see what the commission's pleasure is to schedule a public hearing for December or January. I know it's going to be tight between Thanksgiving and our next meeting. So I just wanted to advise the commission of that.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, to schedule that public hearing for the regularly scheduled meeting in January.
January, okay. Do I have a second?
A second.
Oni, all in favor? Anyone opposed? All right, so we'll schedule that right after the holidays. We will move on to number seven. Oh, no, excuse me. Number six, public portion. If there's anyone in the public that wishes to speak on anything other than 9A, you could speak now. Just state your name and your address for the record. Is there anyone on Zoom, Mark?
There are a number of people.
Okay. If anyone is on Zoom that wishes to speak during the public portion, you could unmute your mic now. Just state your name and address for the record. If you are on Zoom and you wish to speak about the public hearing on 9A, St. Vincent de Paul, you could hold your comments until we get to that. But if there's anyone else from the public wish to speak, go ahead, sir.
My name is Tim Merriman from 195 Sentinel Hill Road in Derby. And I'm here today to find out a progress report of some sort in regards to our property line. This is my wife, Nancy. We haven't heard anything, and this is going back as far as June 10th. We had some correspondence, but we still haven't heard anything. So I'd like to be put on the record to find out what's happening with the situation and on our property line.
Okay. And just state your, what was the numeric of the address again?
195.
195. Okay.
Our property abut to the Christian Center that bought the old St. Jude
property.
Yeah.
I will reach out to Kevin via email again. He wasn't here today. So I'll reach out to him and ask him for a progress report and to email you as soon as he gets it.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, everyone.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Is there anyone else in the public that wishes to speak?
Gino, are you here? Can you hear me?
Oh, Kevin, you're on. I'm sorry.
That's okay, buddy. How's it going?
I'm sorry?
I said, how are you doing? All right.
Great.
So I reached out to the people that are doing the work over at the Christian Church I believe they will be making some sort of a presentation. I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that. I have some ideas, but they will be at the meeting in December and will be there to ask and answer any questions that are brought up.
Okay, Kevin, I think maybe we could probably discuss it next week, but I think maybe we should have them do their presentation in January, just in case we get some weather between Thanksgiving and our next meeting. I think it's going to be a little tight to get things together.
Okay. All right. I'll reach out to them and tell them that
January,
they should be.
I think that'll be good.
Okay. I'll reach out to them and tell them to get ready for January then.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Third and last time anybody from the public wish to speak? Mr. Garfalo?
Mark Garfalo, town clerk, 95 Academy Hill Road, Derby, Connecticut. Just want to speak to you on a couple of matters that are here before you briefly. the receipt of the application for item number 8A regarding 3 Francis Street. Again, it's on for site plan. It's on for receipt of application and possibly action tonight. And I know it's a site plan thing, but it was very short notice. So not the neighbors in the area are not aware of it. And, you know, I think that in fairness to the neighbors, there should be some courtesy to them to know exactly what this is and having had a chance, because we only got them to be put on the website yesterday. so I just ask for your thoughts on that. And then the other item was the other matter that was in communications regarding the application for the for Stelmack Road. Again, that was just received, and if it was possible, I asked advice for the future that we put it on the agenda so that there's notice to people to see that that's on the agenda. And item 11B is the P&Z subcommittee report. I just would thank the committee for their hard work and the time that they put in, and encourage your support of their recommendations on that committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Anyone else from the public wish to speak? If there is none, Mark, is there anybody with their hands up on Zoom? If not, can I have a motion close the public portion?
So moved.
Second? Okay. Albert? All in favor? Okay. We'll move on to number 7, approval of minutes. We do not have minutes from the last few months. We will add. Can I get a motion to table, please?
Motion to table.
Albert, second.
I'll say.
Paul, all in favor? Okay, move on to number 8. Receipt of applications, 8A. 4U LLC, 3 Francis Street, site plan application to be used for storage of materials and office space. Is there anyone here for the applicant? Well, I think they were going to explain their application now. Go ahead, sir. Just state your name and your address.
Yeah, Vlad Oblazhai, 14 Manila Avenue, Woodbridge, Connecticut. And I have my partner over here, Oleg Zvalanchuks, 1039 Racebrook Road, Woodbridge, Connecticut. So we purchased this property from City of Derby. It was in a really bad condition. And when we purchased it through the bid, public bid. And we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Basically, the building was used before, how we understand, for some storage and offices, for some soft drinks and whatnot. Then it was rebought by somebody who wanted to redo it for the multifamily house. but they destroyed all the supporting walls over there. So the building kind of was and is still in a bad shape, ready to collapse. And what we trying to achieve is basically, we're not trying to change anything. We want to use it. We are a construction company for ULLC. Basically have our own guys who can do the work. We're not trying to skip any steps. And we want to use this property for the same use as the storage and materials. So for us, it's basically will be useful just to have one portion of the building as a storage and one portion of the building as the office spaces. We will have, by the plans, we will have three offices over there. For right now, we only going to be using a couple because just two of us, the rest is on the field. And storage, it's useful for us because we do a lot of commercial jobs, you know, for federal and state. And we have a lot of materials which we have to store on a day-to-day basis before we can take them to the job sites. So that's basically in a nutshell what we're trying to do. And at this point of time, we want to stabilize the building. Like I said, because it's collapsing.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay. Do I have a motion to receive the application?
I'll make it.
Dave, second. Paul, all in favor? Anyone opposed? All right. So we'll do that. All right. Moving on to 9A, public hearing. 9A, St. Vincent's de Paul of the Valley, 237 Roosevelt Drive, site plan application to expand the food bank and thrift shop.
Commissioners, my name is Mike Marcinek from AEPM International. We're the architects and engineers for St. Vincent de Paul. We've been before you in the last few months trying to finalize the meeting and the application for site plan approval through the public hearing process. At last month's meeting, we were told that we should make some modifications to our plans, which we have done. A few things I'd like to point out to you at the on this drawing. Right there, there was a request for a handicap accessible parking space in the back of the building near the food bank piece. So that's been provided. We also on site plan, we added the parking across the street from Park Avenue for the due drop-in parking agreement that we have. It is my understanding that we're going to add to the land records an agreement, this agreement into the land records at due drop. We'll make the land records state that this parking arrangement is only for St. Vincent's because of their nature of the nonprofit. So if somebody else want to come in and do something, they won't be obliged to hold that parking either. In addition, there was a request for landscaping. Now the site is very tight, as you know. We've added in the back area, which is on Park, the back median there, we added shrubbery into that parking. So that'll be planted during the construction, just after construction. Finally, we in the statement of use, we did add the parking requirements for the storage area of four spaces, bringing our total up to 29 spaces. That's by zoning. We believe we only need 26 in use. So at any point in time, you know, we are providing 21 spaces, so we will need about five spaces of dew drops during the working days of 9 a.m. to 2 or 3 p.m. At no point do we see the real need to be over there except for some minor parking from volunteers. The current staff that's in the retail area would also be doing and bringing materials down from the upstairs warehouse area. So we don't see where we you know that's going to cause any additional parking. I believe that took answered all the questions that were presented last meeting. I'm open to any questions.
Thank you. Okay, is there any questions from the commission?
Dave,
go ahead. Just put your mic on, Dave.
So the parking lot across on Park Avenue that's owned by Dutrop. You happen to know what zone that?
No, I do not.
Because there's a restriction in the regulations for joint parking. When you have a non-residential use parking in a residentially zoned property, you're only allowed to extend into that residential property 30 feet. I'm not sure if 30 feet gives you enough for five parking spaces there.
Depending on how they're stacked. If they're stacked face-to-face, yes.
Right. You don't show it on your site plan, so we have no way of knowing.
Okay. So all you're asking for then is to have this area here to be about, each of these are 9 by 18s.
Yeah.
Okay. So 30 feet would take it to here. So we essentially could have 9 spaces.
Yeah, if you could show that on a site plan, it would be.
That's not a problem.
The So you're going to wind up with 20 on-site parking spaces?
We have 21 on-site.
Okay, and you're looking for an additional five?
Five that we need based on staffing and use. But by zoning, we'd need 8.
What I recollect from the last meeting, you have 4 employees.
We have 4
volunteers.
Correct.
So that's 8.
But the volunteers are all not in at the same time. So there's a total of 8 volunteers that come in.
So how, at any one time, what's the maximum number of parking spaces that they take up?
Again, probably, I would say, when I've been there during the day with the volunteers, it's probably 7 or 8 spaces. Then you have, in the retail space, probably 4 or 5 cars. The bank food bank generally is two people per half hour, a person to 2 people per half hour.
Of course, you're going to expand that by 300%.
Yes, but it's really for flow and being able to put more items into the food bank area.
So you don't think it's going to impact the parking?
It shouldn't impact the parking that greatly. At any point in time, when I've been there during the day, the parking lot's always got 2, 3, 5 spaces available.
I go by that establishment quite often, and I've never seen the parking lot that full.
Okay.
The front parking.
Well, the front, yeah, but you have the in the back too, right?
Right, but you're expanding the
right. Taking the footprint.
You're expanding the retail also.
No, we're not. We're not expanding retail. We're expanding only the food bank. What's being expanded, if you recall. So if you look at this area here, this is the expanded area. This whole area here is strictly for sorting and control. Okay. Right now, it's in this area here. It's really, really tight. So they're bringing stuff in. Right now, they're using the storage bins as most of their storage area. But this is the area that's going to be for storage and sorting. So they get the boxes of material that bring in, they got to sort it. What you're seeing from a food bank expansion is this area here, which was part of the circulation, is no longer going to be part of circulation. That circulation all in this area now over here. This is going to be strictly for food storage. So that's changed.
That answer your question, Dave?
Yeah,
that's
the case.
Since we're talking about parking, it's 25 spaces. Does that take into account the request to remove space number 15 in the latest engineer?
The fifth, yes, it includes 15 is the
Farthest one that would let the
that can the be road. Removed. No, it'll go down to 24, but that can be removed. If you are requesting us to extend the landscaping,
yeah, I think it's just a safety concern.
You know, we can move, take that out and just put it on the other side. Now, one of the other things that we do have, and right here, there are two bins that may or may not stay. Again, right now, they use those bins because they have no internal storage. So as this building gets built, they may see they don't need it and they'll disappear and they'll have another parking space.
Any other questions from the commissioner? Oni?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understood. So basically, the agreement with Dewdrop, when you say something, you guys leave, or it's only with you, and once Vincent DePaul is...
Yeah, we would write the agreement so that Dewdrop does not get hindered by this being as part of an easement. We want this as an agreement.
Right, just part between you and Dewdrop.
Correct, as a nonprofit.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted to...
And it's got to be recorded.
Yes, and recorded.
Any other questions from the commission? If not, we'll open it up to the public. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak at the 9A? If anyone's on Zoom that wishes to speak under the public hearing for 9A, St. Vincent de Paul, you could just unmute your mic and state your name and address. Is there anybody with their hands up or anything? If there's nobody else in the public in the audience that wishes to speak at the public hearing, Mark, check it, and then I'll ask for a motion.
Good.
Okay, can I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion.
David? Second. Albert? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll move on to number 10, new business. 10A, Basher Kaufman of Derby LLC, 552 New Haven Avenue, site plan application for the demolition of the existing Starbucks building and construction of the Chase Bank without a drive-through. Discussion and possible action. How you doing? Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for the record office at 42 Cherry Street, Milford, Connecticut. Here on behalf of Vassar Hoffman of Derby. As you noted on the agenda, site plan review for 552
Miles
Avenue. I just wanted to note sort of administratively, we did notice the neighbors. The materials have been submitted for the record.
There you go.
Do you need me to start again, or am I okay?
Just your name.
Okay. Amy Suchins, 42 Cherry Street, Milford, Connecticut. So with that, as I noted for the record, now that I'm back on the mic, notifications were sent to the nearby neighbors, and those receipts were submitted for the record. We're here tonight, very straightforward on a site plan application. I will let our team walk you through all of the details. We did get some staff comments. I think what you'll hear is that everything has been addressed, and we're optimistic that you can hear and respond to any questions you might have tonight, and hopefully be done this evening.
Great, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Rod Schlicky. I'm a project engineer for VHB. I'm here tonight representing the applicant. Mr. Chair, if I may, I have some handouts. One more.
Oh, here, Mark. Oh.
So as Amy stated, we're here tonight representing the applicant for a site plan application. This is a proposed Chase Bank use, which without a drive-through, which is a by right use in the B1 zone. I'm sure you're all familiar with the site, but it's located on the corner of Sodom Lane and New Haven Avenue. It's the former Starbucks building. As a part of the application, we are improving traffic patterns, both on Sodom Lane and New Haven Avenue. Currently, there is a full access curb cut on Sodom Lane that's near the intersection. It's a little problematic, so this proposal is eliminating that curb cut. There's a right-in, right-out currently going into the site. That's going to be limited to a right-in under this application. And we are also connecting the plaza with the corner lot here. So there's going to be interconnection. You don't need to leave the plaza to get to the Chase Bank. I believe it's part of your regulations that you look to do this and combine plazas together. Also, as a part of it, we're improving landscaping for the site. It's kind of a sea of pavement out there today. We're putting in trees in the landscape islands to meet the regulations. Also, the whole front corner and the frontage is going to be grass with shrubs to improve the appearance of that. As Amy mentioned, we did coordinate with town staff. We responded to most of their concerns, and I believe we could get to a solution, and we provided response to comments. We also coordinated with the fire marshal and the fire chief about their concerns. We modeled their emergency vehicles to go through the site to show that they can maneuver around the corners, and I believe they're going to be satisfied with that as well, and we'll continue to work and coordinate with them. The applicant did receive a variance from the ZBA for a setback encroachment in a interior property line. So this parcel acts basically as one, and it has for a long time. And with that, I could hand it off to the project architect to speak to the building or take any questions the commission may have.
Well, do you have any questions right now?
You have the comments from the fire marshal's office?
We do, yep.
You haven't submitted them to us,
though. The responses? We submitted the truck moving templates to the team and to the staff, but I haven't had a chance to catch up with him today. We received his comments on Friday. I spoke both to the fire marshal and the fire chief, and they mentioned it, as long as their vehicle could get through, they'd be okay with that.
So the fire marshal replied and said, you saw the comments. So when they're in process of building this and whatnot, the fire department, along with staff or whomever from the fire department, will actually bring up apparatus over there, make sure it goes in and out, and adjust any pitches or elevations as necessary so fire equipment can go in and out.
Where did that go to?
It was emailed to us.
Came in late.
Yeah. I got it
for you. Mr. Chairman, this is Vince McDermott. Yep. We spoke with the fire marshal late this afternoon after the close of business, and he confirmed that as a condition of approval, should you choose to approve this, when subgrading is being done, that his department would investigate it to make sure that it had adequate clearance.
I think it's right here too. Yeah, right here, David. In the packet. Thank you. Any other questions for him, or you want to go ahead? Well,
tell us a little bit about the drainage on the site.
Sure. So the drainage on the site, we're reducing impervious coverage, so we're reducing the runoff flow, and we're connecting to the site system, so everything's going to go to the culvert that's under the parking lot. We're also proposing a perforated roof drain to help with reduction in groundwater infiltration.
Question.
Sure.
Now, I know you included the traffic pattern on site. Have you approached the state yet?
That's typically next. They like to see us come in and meet with the commission, make sure that this is an active application before they meet with us. So our intent is to submit right after this meeting.
Contacted them.
No, typically we don't. They typically don't like to hear it, just in case it doesn't go in front of the commission.
Any other questions?
This is going to be a major reduction in traffic. It's about a quarter of what Starbucks would produce, and we are closing a lot of curb cuts. So I don't see the state having an issue with the proposal.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is John Fernandez. I'm a senior project professional at TPG Architecture, and that is the architecture firm for this project. The building is just under 3,300 square feet, a very modern design. It's mostly made up of Nichiha panels, which is essentially fiber cement siding. And then you'll see storefront glazing, some cultured stone. And then there's also ACM panels right here, which is what Chase likes to call their jewel box. And it's the nicest portion, which is why it's facing the corner of Sodom Lane and New Haven Ave. Basically, in terms of mechanical, there will be rooftop units, but our roof, it's going to be recessed, so you won't be able to see the units from the parking lot or the street. So that will be hidden. That's it. Any questions?
Good, Paul.
You have any proposed signage for the building? And are you going to have a ground sign for the building?
We do have proposed signage, but we have not figured that out with Chase currently as to how many signs they want on the building.
About one.
Okay. Are we able to go for a variance to get more than one?
For the record, obviously, if there was a signage package that needed to come in, we're not looking for any kind of approval of any signage package tonight. So if there was anything else, we'd come in with a separate application.
Should have
been. Understood. I think the issue oftentimes that I run into with particularly national tenants is that until they know what's approved or if anything's changing, they're hesitant to commit to where they anticipate signage. For example, something had to happen with the building, so that's oftentimes, but we would just come back with that.
We run into that issue quite often.
So this building design, the outside facade, how many of these do you have in Connecticut that are with this exterior look? And does Chase Bank have any other exterior looks in other parts of the country?
This is based off of, they have a prototype, and we do sometimes deviate from the prototype. In this case, I'm not sure how many look like this in Connecticut.
Is this something new?
A new design?
A new design for Chase Bank?
Correct, correct.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when was this rolled out? Was this rolled out throughout the country? Like if I go on to Google or wherever and take a look,
you will find other locations. Like, yeah. And there's definitely the, not only they won't all look exactly the same.
No,
but they do have, some are bigger than others. Some are smaller depending on the programming for the particular location.
And do you have other buildings with, exterior facade, in the state of Connecticut that look different than this?
I can't say.
Okay. I mean, it's on the corner of 34 and Sodom Lane, you know, that's really plain Jane, if you ask me, you know, compared to probably some other Chase Banks. Okay. Any other questions?
Getting back to the signage. So you're going to propose building sign in face of the building, ground sign in addition to that, and how about a pole thing?
I think with respect to signage, as I said, you know, Chase would make that determination once we look at the regulations and figure out what's permitted. Obviously, I know that in some locations, particularly here where we're on a corner lot, there may be limitations as far as where that sign can be located. We're also on a state road and making those other improvements. So I think what we would do is look at that, you know, particularly once we have confirmation from DOT about what's happening with the curb cuts and everything that we're showing, then we'd actually know where there is, frankly, grass in order to install whatever the signage that might be allowed.
Don't use as your example the car wash across the street.
I find that most commissions don't want us to replicate car washes.
So in that light tan area that's there, is that split face CMU or what is that material?
That's cultured stone.
That's cultured stone?
Right.
And then the hardy plank or whatever it is would be in that other color, the darker right. color?
These two colors. Yeah,
they're both?
They're both.
Okay. Okay.
I saw your proposed lighting, and you just briefly go into that small presentation on the lighting.
Sure. Yeah, so three new poles are being proposed for site lighting for safety to make sure the bank's lit up correctly, and there's two recessed lights along the front door that are proposed. Everything's going to be dark sky compliant to make sure that there's no glare up, and I think the engineer asked for some specs on those lights, and we provided those in our responses for his review to make sure that they're compliant with the City of Derby.
Is there any other questions? Well, go ahead, Owen.
Just speaking of signs, are you guys going to, like, if you drive by there, I see, are you guys going to prohibit, like, this usage of the signs that they stick in the ground over there as the lawn signs as well? Because I know if you drive by and that they have like lawn signs scattered out through whole that little area right there. Is that going to be something that's still going to be allowed? Is that a?
I don't believe so. Any signage that we propose on site will be zoning compliant, or we would come to ask for a modification from the commission. But no, I don't think that's the intent.
Right, and I speaking from personal experience with having that come up in other locations, I think sometimes those signs sort of get put there without approval. And so certainly that's not the intent to allow that, particularly there. And again, state road and everything else, DOT may be something that they ask as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the majority of those signs you're talking about are within the right of way right now anyways, and they would have no jurisdiction over that. But it is an eyesore.
Paul, any other questions on landscaping or anything?
No.
Good. Owen, you good? Vince, are you there?
I am.
I know that I had Ryan, which can't make it tonight. He had a prior engagement, another meeting. But I had Ryan drop a motion. He sent it to you, right, Vince?
I do have it. Does the rest of the commission have it, or only do you, Mr. Chairman?
No.
If you're so inclined, if the commission is so inclined to approve, I can read the motion to you. It's pretty much standard, but there are a number of conditions that I think are important for your consideration. So if you'd like me to proceed.
Yep.
The motion, following review of the plans and supporting documentation submitted in support of this application, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby approves the site plan application for Bassett Kaufman LLC on the property shown on Derby Assessor's Map 3-2, Lot 33, subject to the following conditions. This approval shall be based upon the following documents submitted in support of the application. Derby Planning and Zoning Commission application for special exception use and or site plan approval dated October 8, 2025. Letter regarding site plan application dated October 8, 2025, prepared by VHB. Memorandum regarding Chase Bank trip generation dated October 2, 2025, prepared by VHB.
Stormwater report dated October 2025, prepared by VHB. Affidavit of rights and interest signed by Stephen Kaufman, dated October 20, 2025, revised to November of this date of 2025. Site plans dated October 8, 2025, prepared by VHB with the following sheets. Sheet C-1.0, legend and general notes. C-2.0, overall site plan at a scale of 1 inch equals 30 feet. C-2.1, layout and materials plan, scale 1 inch equals 20 feet. C-3.0, grading and drainage plan, scale 1 inch equals 20 feet. Sheet 4.0, utility plan, scale 1 inch equals 20 feet. Sheet 5.0, erosion and sedimentation control plan, scale 1 inch equals 20 feet. Sheets 6.1 and 6.2, site details. Sheet 11L1.0, landscape plan at a scale of 1 inch equals 10 feet. Sheet L.2.0, landscape details. Sheet PH1.0, photometric plan. Architectural plans dated August 11th, prepared by TPG Architecture at a scale of 1 1/4 inch equals 1 foot, containing the following sheets. Sheet ASK-001, ground floor plan. Sheet ASK-002, exterior elevations. Sheet ASK-003, exterior elevations. Number 8, letter from SLR dated November 12, 2025. 9, email from Fire Marshal dated November 18, 2025. Email from Derby Police Chief dated November 18, 2025. Letter from VHB regarding response to engineering comments dated November 18, 2025. Testimony from the applicant, commission, city staff at the November 18, 2025 regularly scheduled meeting with the following stipulated conditions. Any modifications to the above mentioned drawing shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission for review and action if necessary. Prior to the issuance of a building permit, the applicant shall obtain approval from the Office of State Traffic Administration, OSTA, and or the Connecticut Department of Transportation, CTDOT, will provide confirmation that no approvals from either of these entities are required. Additional modifications to the closed driveway exit onto Sodom Lane and the driveway entrance from New Haven Avenue may be required by the City Engineer, Derby Police Department, and or CTDOT OSTA. Prior to the installation of the perforated storm pipe, a test pit shall be performed in the presence of the city engineer to confirm that the soil conditions are suitable for infiltration. Number 5, all site and building signage shall be reviewed by the zoning enforcement officer for compliance with the regulation prior to installation. 6, all handicap parking shall be provided in accordance with the Connecticut State Building Code. Number 7, the building official shall not issue any building or zoning permit on the lots until the city finance director has verified that all fees have been paid in accordance with the City of Derby Ordinance Section 85-3. Number 8, final grading of the north access to the existing parking lot shall be reviewed in the field by the Derby Fire Department prior to the paving, the proposed driveway, and the parking lot.
Can I have that in a form of motion?
Make a motion.
Albert, we'll get a second. Paul, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Okay, we'll move on to 10B. We have no action. Let's see.
You're living right.
Move on to 11, old business. 11A, St. Vincent de Paul of the Valley, 237 Roosevelt Drive, site plan application to expand the food bank and thrift shop. Discussion, possible action. No, I just said no action.
Oh, no action.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic? It's on. That's okay. Do we have any questions for St. Vincent de Paul? Any further questions? We closed it, yeah. So now it's the commission.
We can discuss it. We can't ask them.
No, I'm saying, do we have any? Let me rephrase that. So 11A. Is the site plan application to expand it, discussion and possible action. So we're on 11A.
Just for members of the audience, there's going to be no action on 10B tonight. That's what the application was accepted. Be scheduled for a meeting.
Yeah. So what I did was I had Ryan drop a motion. I'd like to read it into the record unless we have some.
For what?
For St. Vincent de Paul. Go ahead.
Wanted that parking space on.
That's part of the motion that he's
going. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I wanted to make sure the discussion before.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Yep. I just wanted to make sure David was aware of that. Yeah.
Read the entire motion or make a motion to waive the reading.
I haven't seen the motion.
It's right here in your packet, David. There. That's it, right there.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, one point that wasn't brought up during the hearing.
Yeah, go ahead, Vince.
Should have been on the site plan. The building addition is shown in line with the, particularly on the north wall, is shown in line with the existing wall. But yet there is a variance that was granted some time ago in 2013. That according to the survey done by D'Amico shows a different dimension, and therefore the building addition would have to be moved in by about 7 or 8 inches from what is now shown. And that's a condition, one of the conditions of approval that we've noted.
Yeah, so we talked to.
Otherwise, they are would not be in compliance with the variance that was granted.
Thank you, Vince. Did you look at it, Dave?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Do you want me to read the whole thing into the record? All right. Also, there's five, just so that we're all the following stipulations, there's five stipulations that go along with it. Do you want me to read those? Okay, so number one, a revised site plan depicting the following shall be prepared by a licensed engineer or surveyor. A, elimination of the proposed space, number 15, as showed on reference map 2A above. That was on there before. 1B, connection of the proposed roof leader drains into the drywall on the rear side of the building. 1C, a zoning data table that includes the side setback variance granted by ZBA in 2013, demonstrating the compliance with the reduced minimum setback of 7 feet, 11 inches minimum on the north side and 1 foot, 5 inches on the south side. Number two, prior to the installation of the drywall, a test pit shall be performed in the presence of the city engineer to confirm that the soil conditions are suitable for infiltration. Number three, all site and building signage shall be reviewed by the zoning enforcement officer for compliance with the regulations prior to installation. Number four, all handicapped parking shall be provided in ordinance with the Connecticut State Building Code. And number 5, a written affidavit of agreement binding each participating owner and successor in the interest for the life of the joint use of the facility on Assessor's Map Lot 9-4, Lot 23, Park Avenue, with the parking area on 237 Roosevelt Drive, shall be recorded in the land records per Section 195-55 D of our zoning regulations. Do I have that in a form of a motion, please?
So that would be a motion to approve the application for special exception and site plan approval for AEPMI LLC on property shown on Derby Assessor's Map 9-4, Lot 10, subject to the conditions set forth in SLR letter dated November 18th, 2025. As
that is correct.
The chairman?
Yep.
We'll make a motion.
That all conforms to what you want, right?
All those stipulations, that all covers, conforms with everything that we want.
Right? Yeah, and that's what we discussed prior to.
Okay.
Parking too?
The parking. Yeah, that's the.
Yeah. Yep. David, who had second? David, who seconded it?
Nobody, yeah.
Nobody? Second? Albert? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you very much. All right, so we'll move on to 11B. Planning and Zoning Subcommittee, pre-application checklist, discussion, and possible action. David?
We submitted that pre-application checklist either last month or the month before.
Yep.
I had thought that it was approved. The pre-application. Yeah. Well, that's what the agenda item, okay? We were looking to get the actual site plan application and special exception applications altered. Okay, now there's a revision that's taking place on them. It's a minor revision, but nonetheless, it's a revision. And I suppose we're going to have to wait until next month's meeting in order to give that to the commission. We really need this application revised.
Well, what was the revision? We've had it in front of us now for 2 months.
Albert could better explain what it is.
So, two or three months ago, we had presented our application to the board. Uh-huh. It was handed out. And then before it was voted on, there were some revisions made without the committee's approval, which was the last applications you got. So we are resubmitting the original applications, if you have them still.
Yeah.
And the only thing that we need to do to complete the application is the checklist only lists the first page. It's like a 4-page checklist. So that has to be typed up by somebody in a format that will be good for online. Otherwise, the committee has approved the original site plan and special exception applications.
And we hope to have that ready by next meeting, correct?
Correct. So basically, you should have those applications already because they've been handed out twice.
Yeah, we have committee. I have them.
I thought we were ready to approve it.
Yeah.
We were. The only thing we had to do was they want to add in the entirety of the checklist. We only put the first page to see, is this the way you guys want to go? It's like a 4-page checklist. So yeah, that's the only thing that's getting added to the application.
Yeah, but you put them all in here.
Which one do you have, though? Because there was another application.
Well, just check it. I have these two that you gave out. Either that was a few months prior. Either that was the first set or the second set. And then here,
okay, this is the first set.
Okay. So okay. That changed?
Yeah. The second set they put revisions in that we're eliminating. Okay. Basically, they put a header there because it's going to be used for like four different applications.
Okay.
That's being taken out. And then on the special application, it's reverting back to the original application that was submitted to you. That was also changed.
Okay. So it's more this than is, just clerical? Is my question.
The only thing on this is this has to be completed. I only typed the first page. I just like typed four pages. Otherwise, this is what the subcommittee had agreed to.
Right.
And now we need the full committee's agreement. And also, you know, of course, we'd like to have the zoning enforcement officer
three more
comments, but he hasn't been.
Okay. So what I'm trying to ask is the stuff that we've had now for a few months that we've all discussed. The change isn't just a clerical change with taking something off the header so we could approve it and get it working, because we've already discussed it right. quite a few times. I don't think it's any secret. I'm just asking a question.
But it's also the addition, Gino, of three more pages.
That we haven't received yet at all?
No, that we haven't typed up. The full checklist that somebody has to type up those three pages. Format.
Right, but we've already seen those three pages.
If you look at the zoning book.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah, they weren't part of the package.
I think we're all familiar with the original application. I'm just going to make a motion that we approve those applications.
I feel comfortable
with forward them to Lisa so that she can document them in a version that is usable either online and to applicants and go from there.
I agree.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. David, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. Okay. Motion carries. Good. I'm glad. That's why I was asking if...
he's all in. He's all valid.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Perfect. Good, Albert. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, we'll move on to number 12 inside your packet. Ryan dropped off, if not there, that first watch right there. But can I have a motion to number 12, payment of bills? Can I have a motion to pay bills as long as they're deemed correct in our packet?
Make a motion.
Albert? Second? Wait a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you. All right, motion carries. Number 13, adjournment. Go ahead, Dave. Let me hear you.
Make a motion to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Wow, look at that. 7:59.
Good meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
And to you all. Thank you.
Thanks, Vince. I appreciate it.
No worries. Anytime.